From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Dutch voters are heading to the polls Wednesday, an election seen as a barometer on the future course of Europe in the wake of last year's Brexit referendum. Crucial ballots will be scheduled in Germany and France later this year. The ruling center-left party of Prime Minister Mark Rutte is battling the Nationalist Party for Freedom of anti-European Union parliamentarian Geert Wilders. Mr. Rutte put the election into perspective Tuesday.
My main message to the Dutch people is that we have to make sure that we have continuity, no experiments in this country in the next couple of years, so that we can pursue a policy where now the middle class and all the other people in this country will experience and feel in their personal lives that we are now so much better off than 4 years ago.
Opinion polls indicate a slight lead for Mr. Rutte's party. A day after Turkey imposed diplomatic sanctions, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan went on the verbal offensive against the Dutch again Tuesday. He said countries like Germany that support the banditry of the Netherlands have lost their reputation. Relations have been tense since European officials, citing security concerns, barred participation of Turkish ministers in rallies aimed at supporting Turkey's constitutional referendum. The head of the Commission on Human Rights in South Sudan Tuesday painted a dark picture of rights abuses and violence before the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva.
In the last 9 months, there has been a massive increase in gross human rights violations and abuses, as well as an escalation in fighting in most of the country.
Yasmin Suka, speaking of unlawful arrests, rape, torture, and killing, described entire villages burned as well as attacks on hospitals and churches. She said civilians have been deliberately and systematically targeted on the basis of their ethnicity. This is VOA News.